Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, back for the second half of the Carol Burnett Show.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Man, oh man, do we have a t-shirt for you. I can't say anything about it, but boy, oh boy, it's exciting. I can't wait.
Well, you're not wearing it now, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And we can say it'll only be available during the cocktail hour.
What the hell is it called? The
Adult-a-ween.
The Adult-a-ween Cocktacular.
Come on,
is
Mike.
Coming up this Saturday, right?
Isn't it this Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah.
7 p.m.
I have to. I'm gonna do. See that monitor in my eye. See all that brightness in my reflection.
Yes. Where's the fire in my eye, Lieutenant Bradshaw?
Let me see if I can do that. No, that doesn't change anything. I don't know.
What if you went to sunglasses?
That's a good idea. I don't have any in here.
More reflection.
It would.
I think.
But not anyway. If they're
there
mirrored.
You go, see, that's better. Right, if I angle down like that. Hey, we've got so much to talk about on today's show, but I thought this doesn't apply to anybody around the country because it's local.
Okay.
I got a chiropractor. I have had back pain my whole life, it seems like, my whole adult life. And most recently, I had some injections in my neck to do it. I have a chiropractor that is here locally in Fort Myers, Florida, that is the best. And the only way I can communicate it to you is because fortunately he does videos. He's one of those chiropractors that does videos that shows how he takes care. I could ramble on about him. He's one of the best. Take a look at this chiropractor. This guy is fantastic.
Shoulders. I'm going to cradle the head here. Perfect. Turn your head this way for me. A little more. Good. Here we go.
He threw the grandmother through the window.
I have an abnormal.
That is
now,
so,
listen, I could
but you know
you.
What? If I saw that, I would say, you know what? Mike would like that.
Yes. Well, and hopefully some of our listeners enjoy it too.
But what if every 5 minutes you were getting another one sent to you?
Oh, another
by Mike
one.
O'Mara.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess we have another one. Well, maybe we can get that out of the
way. Same chiropractor.
Big breath in for me.
No.
Let it out. And here we go. Landed in another room. You all right? Best adjustment of the
I love that immediately the old woman says, feels fantastic.
I'm sorry. I know they're fake. I don't care.
I don't think the second one was fake.
I'm just glad you didn't say, are these real?
Yeah, that's true.
No, I didn't say it. Did I send you three or two?
Let's see.
I don't know what I go through Jags where I send Josh a ton of stuff and then he brings it. And then
there's two chiropractor videos.
Then
there's another old lady.
Okay, let's do the old lady. Oh, is
yeah,
this
let's
the slap
do
fight?
The old lady.
Is this
is
the
slap
fight?
Fight. Yeah.
Okay. Do you like? Have you seen the Dana White thing? Where it's not just MMA, but he does the slap fighting.
Yeah, yeah, we used to do it on the show. Sure.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and
it is a lot of fun.
Here we go.
Time. Your turn.
He hits her very hard. I'm glad it's not the same lady in all the videos, because what a bad day that would be.
I don't know what's wrong with me. You got to bear with me, because I could come in right out of the gate and start with my bitching, but I'm not doing that today because I look forward to this.
I got
to
ask you, are you still chiropractoring at all?
Once in a blue moon, I'm thinking about getting back to it, because I do have the... I was having a discussion with my wife where she said, "Oh, this is just like you," and she's showing me a video of someone who can't get their head when they're flat on the floor. They can't
out
get their
ass.
They can't. S and D.
Hi.
They're saying that they can't. Their neck is so stiff that it doesn't go back all the way. And she said, "That's just like you." I said, "No, I get my neck to the floor. I can do that." And I get out of bed.
Oh, no.
And I go to the floor, and I lay flat out. And my my head is about 2 inches, 3 inches from touching the floor. There's nothing. There is nothing that can get that head down to the floor.
It's like a magic trick.
It's
a floating head.
It's like I'm levitating. And she was showing me the real chiropractic
right.
videos where they they're ASMR videos where they pull the neck and
yeah.
that, you know, instant relief. That terrifies me, because it really does look like you're dislocating the head from the body.
It sounds like a bendy straw when you're opening a bendy straw.
No, I had a great weekend. We had the No Kings rally here, and it was amazing. Lots of turnout, and only one arrest was made here
in
Florida.
What was your bail?
Huh?
What was your bail?
I didn't know. I was not arrested, but there was an arrest here in Florida. Run the video of the arrest.
This is ridiculous. I was networking, that's all. Networking!
You've been advised of the charges. Let's not make it harder.
Charges for talking to some sixes and sevens?
You're under arrest for procurement.
That's our president in a full drag.
It's pretty good AI, isn't it?
It is very good. I like
the Natagoans gets better and better every time.
The fact that he actually changed his facial color when he went into disguise.
Yeah.
He's less orange.
Well, that's
it's
the
called
happy,
makeup.
That's the happy part.
Yeah, that's happy.
Show.
Okay.
Let me get to it.
All right.
Sorry, sports haters.
I don't think there's any really, Mike. They want to hear your take.
Do you want me to sound like Kenny Albert?
Yeah, I think you do. I think I do.
Well, New York Giants made a series of critical errors. Kenny Albert.
I don't want you to do Kenny Albert then, if it's going to sound
the New York Giants. The New York Giants. Let me just say, around the country, not in my house, fortunately, not badly, hopefully. I would assume that there were multiple incidences of property damage. There had to be.
Yeah.
There had to be. And when you think that a team can screw you over and that they've done the worst they can do, they managed, they pulled it off. They pulled
it off. Over the past, Mike, let's just say like over the last five seasons. You can go further back if you
five,
want.
Five's fine.
Five seasons. How many times do you just say, how do they continue to pull defeat out of the jaws of victory?
It is absolutely mind-boggling.
It's like their trademark.
This is new frontier stuff. They're setting all sorts of...
There's never a bottom. You can always go further.
You know, I think that's right. When you have a team that... And you have an entire organization that is crap from top to bottom, except for the players. I'm not blaming the players.
Okay.
I am not blaming the players this time. When you have an organization that is so bad, this kind of thing can happen, I think. And that's what we're dealing with. The New York Giants made a series of critical errors in the fourth quarter. Because when going into the fourth quarter, they had a huge lead. They had a lead that I looked at my son and I said, "When's the last time you remember we could do this? We could relax."
What was the lead? Forgive me for not knowing.
I'll read the story. The New York Giants made a series of critical errors in the fourth quarter of their loss to the Denver Broncos, allowing them to blow a 19-point lead.
Wow.
In the fourth quarter. And lose the game 33-32. The defense, I like to say it like that, the defense, which had been dominant for the first three quarters, shifted. Now, why did they shift? They shifted to a passive scheme Here it is.
Yes.
Shane Bowen, defensive coordinator. Without question, the worst in the league. There is nobody that sniffs his unshaven ass in the entire NFL.
Wow.
There is nobody that comes close to this absolute moron who is somehow slid through and slimed his way through to the upper levels of defense coordinators, defensive coordinators.
Do the Giants manage their team like a radio station?
Yeah.
Where the slimiest.
Oh, 1,000%.
Go to the
Absolutely.
Top.
Absolutely. Bad ownership, bad coaching, bad general managers, bad coordinators on both sides.
Yeah.
All of them. Just a collection of bad guys. This is organizational failure.
I'm not even a sports guy, but even I feel in my heart that anytime you go to any sort of offense or defense that's called passive, that's not right.
Well, it's a prevent style defense where you're like, I'm not going to give up a big play. We'll let them throw little things.
Right.
But then the little things pick you apart.
And then they're not little things because there's just all this open space for them to grab big chunks of yardage. Dumb. Fans would know this.
Right.
It is. As fans, it's the most irritating thing to watch.
It's pathetic. And they've done it now. Two games they did it where they came back. Mm-hmm. All right. The passive scheme. Notably rushing only three players. What is the Giants defense known for? Their pass rush.
Uh-huh.
So take that out of the equation. Shane. Marshall Shane. Cowboy name. Dipshit.
Mike, the language. But yes, it is a stupid name.
God. Shane.
Shane. Shane, come back.
Really? Was Wyatt taken by your mommy and daddy? Shane.
Huckleberry was taken.
Jesus. God. Broncos quarterback Bo Nix gave him ample time. He had all the time in the world. They're only rushing three guys. Mm-hmm. So you combine the fact that your coverage is all downfield, which means the middle of the field is kind of wide open, and you've got all the time in the world. Think about that. But it's preventing the big play. Stupid.
Mike, if they were so busy preventing the big play, how did they give up a 19-point lead?
They scored 33 points in the final quarter. Almost unheard of in a quarter of this magnitude. I don't know what I just said. They scored 33 points. This included costly penalties, such as a neutral zone infraction against Brian Burns late in the game. Offensively, conservative play calling in the late stages of the game. So both sides playing not to lose.
Right.
It's time. The only thing that will bring Giants fans across the world a smile today will be a house cleaning move, which they won't do because they have weak ownership, weak management, and that's the way they roll.
I know you've always said this, Mike.
But they have a huge New York City fan base where this is allowed to happen.
You were the in charge of the Giants today, you would not only fire anyone, you would burn the stadium down.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
And then they're giving a lot of attention to this absolutely 100% incompetent kicker that they brought from some international soccer program. So a guy that does not belong in the NFL. He missed two extra points. I don't care about that. I don't care about
that. Was he on Ted Lasso, this kicker?
But yeah, when you give up that many points, you can't worry about the 2 points the kicker missed.
No. It's the coaching. Not even close. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
The combination of defensive failures, offensive predictability, and special teams miscues ultimately allowed the Broncos to complete an historic fourth quarter comeback.
In that copy, when they talk about...
I had to bring that in. I know it all by heart because I lived it. I watched it, but I can't... I block it so totally that the details escape me. It just was this mess.
When you
horrible mess.
Were reading that story, when they talk about special teams, was the word special in quotation marks?
I really think there had to be televisions with holes in them. There had to be. It was not.
Bricks were thrown, Mike.
I will give my son, and once again, tears.
Oh, when I hate it was, that.
Well, because they it's not losing. It's abuse. It's abusive to their fans to do this.
Well, it is. And that 19-point lead, many people turned their TV off and said, all right, we won this game. Time to move on. Go cut the grass or something.
You know, that actually takes me back to one of the saddest memories of my childhood is my father and I won tickets from Elliott and Woodside, Mike. Always a radio whore. I won tickets to see the Redskins.
Jim Elliott, Scott Woodside.
Morning show. And I won tickets to see the then Redskins play the Oakland Raiders. And they were amazing seats. They were like about 40-yard line down on the field.
Lots
like,
of fun.
It was great. Beautiful day, everything. I was a kid. I was probably like 12. And that going into the fourth quarter, the Redskins were down by 20. And my father said, you know, they're not going to win this. We could leave now and beat all the traffic. And I said, yeah, I suppose you're right. And so we got in the car and we left. And by the time we pulled in to my grandfather's house, where a lot of people were watching the game, I actually heard them say, I can't believe Robbie is seeing this comeback. As we walked in the door, they won.
Yeah.
And it's when you, that's when you
a,
see
you're,
that
you're,
happen,
you're a DC fan in that. I think in that market, I really do. I always thought
it's
that
all
there
about
was a
beating
really,
the traffic in this
really, world. Really beating the traffic. That's where we live. Yeah. A lot
is
of
there any chance
like
they started playing better because you left?
Absolutely. Well, you don't know that I was actually the center playing, and I was horrible.
Yes. This is Rob. What you do not suffer through. I will tell my family that thank you for recovering. I was horrible during the game, but I had an incredibly fast recovery, and it was almost a feeling of peace. It was almost a feeling like, well,
you talk like you're on your deathbed, Mike.
Because it was almost a feeling like they can't hurt me more than this ever again.
Yeah.
They can't.
There's
no way.
They will. Yeah.
No, I've been there too, and it's peace where it's so bad that you're like, well, I don't need to get fired up about the rest of the season.
I don't have to care.
It's fine. I don't need to care.
But I will. As soon as they do something decent, we'll care. Reese, thank you. Hey, guys. Guys in the chat room that are there every day, we love Reese. We love Reese. Hey, you know what they do on my Giants guys podcast that he does?
What's that?
Chat Sports. They have dollar bills fall all over the screen. Is there any way?
Not at the moment. I looked into it.
You did? Attaboy. Yeah. I knew you would. You're always one step
ahead. Is it a practical effect or a digital effect?
It's a digital effect.
Okay.
A practical effect, like bring in 20s and throw them in the air?
Wouldn't that be fun?
I do like the idea of us all having stacks of like the play 20s on our table.
That's
and if we get a super chat,
idea.
We all throw them up in the air.
Rob, where would one acquire fake play money to throw around?
Well, if you want it realistic, you need to go onto the dark web. But otherwise, you can go to Party City.
Yeah,
Party City? No. Oh, we don't have any down here. They're closed. They're Party City's
closed. That's
out
of business.
They went out of business, you dolt.
We have one in Leesburg.
They all closed, I thought.
No, they're gone. They're gone.
They're gone.
You got to get into the city more often.
My God, get out of your house. All right,
but
there you go.
You can get some at either an ATM or Amazon.
Go to an ATM.
Like real ones?
Well, real ones out of an ATM or fake ones from Amazon.
Yeah, because you're not giving them away. You're just throwing them.
Right. You got to pick them up at the end of every show.
I won Saturday morning.
Oh, well, Mike is naked without cash. I think of the three principals on this show, Mike is the only one that probably has any cash at his disposal right now.
I don't even carry a wallet around anymore.
Well, you don't want to be identified.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I have a wallet in my truck just in case I need it.
I see.
Or if I need my driver's license.
I have a Temu wallet.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
I'll do my best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we need more of that.
All right. There you go.
Do you have a small electric fan? Because
Now you're good at telling other people what to do. I don't know. I don't have. I'm
actually
not going to go that way.
I'm not.
No.
No, you're not. No, you're not. That's
when you're buying that fake money, maybe consider a money gun.
Oh, that's
fun. So we can just shoot it up in the air.
No, I don't like that. I think the digital effect is something. And you said it was pretty hard to do.
StreamYard didn't make it possible.
Oh, our streaming
service. Not where it looked well.
But from the corporation known as Bare Bones, ladies and gentlemen, the Bare Bones Company. That's who owns StreamYard. Bare Bones. Thank you, Reese, for the $30 super chat.
Is Bare Bones looking into purchasing the New York Giants?
I'm over it. It's fine, and I will move on.
Good.
I wanted to do this briefly because I do hear your complaints when you talk about too much. But I just had to mention it because I got sucked in like everybody else got sucked in, and it was historic. Absolutely historic.
To TMOS listeners, you had something to say, and we heard you. Thank you.
I don't know what that means. What's wonderful is when I bump into an older dad, and it's a club. You get excited. It's like meeting somebody in a foreign country from your hometown. That's when you meet another older dad. And there's a God. I wish I remembered his first name, but I don't. He's one of the dads.
Hezekiah.
He's one of the dads, Massachusetts guy, and he's an older dad. And I'm chatting with him. We're having a really nice chat. We're watching my kids' rec league practice and just hanging out and chatting. And then at the end, I'm walking away with Michael, and he says, "Well, I should know that. I'm older than you." I said, "Well, how old are you?" And he says, "I'm 60." I said, "I'm 66." And then he says, "I've had a hip replacement." And
I said,
"I've had two." What a wonderful moment that was. I laughed my ass off. I've had two.
So you won. Did you win or did you lose then? I don't know how that game is played.
Well, I went to my favorite chiropractor and decided that I would get an adjustment. And this chiropractor is one of the most talented I've ever experienced.
And he's
really
a local
phenomenal.
Guy.
Local guy. Dr. Throw. Dr. Throw.
I found that
big breath in for me.
Okay. He's Dr. Throw. Big guy, strong guy.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, landed in another room.
Josh, if you find any more of those during the show today, feel free to liberally interrupt me,
Josh,
with that.
You hold know? That clip because I figured out on that last play what my favorite part of the clip is. And it's very good attention to detail. When Dr. Throw swings the old lady, her legs go straight like the momentum is pulling them. Can we watch it again and just watch the legs of the old lady?
Yeah.
Thank you. Here he comes.
Stay funny.
Totally safe. Big
watch
breath
your legs.
In for me.
Okay.
Let it out. And here we go. Oh, landed in another room. You all right?
I feel fantastic.
Oh,
landed in another room. So Jim P. suggests, how about this for a gimmick?
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be good when he starts with that. When people make a donation, Mike picks a fortune cookie from a bag of fortune cookies and reads the fortune as Jackie Stallone, who was a psychic.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I could do that right now without fortune cookies. I could just get fortunes. Yes.
Rob, Mike was sending me so many chiropractor old lady videos that I had to send him one as well.
Oh, you did send him one. Good.
All right, very good. Let's check that.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet
mercy.
Oh, no.
You broke it. You broke the whole dang thing, son of a...
This is Mike O'Mara's fault.
What was Mike O'Mara? What was that? I heard that.
He said, this is Mike O'Mara's fault.
Wait a minute. Why did I'm totally confused by that. What's going on here? Hey. Come on.
Yeah. Hey. Whoa.
Big breath out.
Oh, sweet mercy.
Oh, no.
You broke it. You broke the whole dang thing, son of a...
This is Mike O'Mara's fault.
This is Mike O'Mara's fault. Did you do that?
Yeah, I made that. That's why I sent it to you over the weekend.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, you did. I didn't know that it included that because I just looked at
you
the
cut
video.
It off
I didn't
after
hear...
he went down.
I did.
Yes. Because I did this weekend learn how to make some of those AI videos.
Okay.
So there's a couple up on our TikTok page now.
Now, let me ask you about these AI videos, and they're using them for good, which to me is anything that makes you laugh.
Yeah.
Have you gotten hold of the fat gymnastics people, the obese gymnastics people, or the obese skate? Rob, do you get any of this? Do you
Some
get
of
any
the,
of this?
I mean, but you know, because of what I click on, all I get has Elvis or John F. Kennedy.
Okay, so the fat ones are spectacular as well. But I felt that right now old ladies are do not have a powerful organization where they can cancel you. So that's a very, very good.
Well, by the time they get into the process of the cancellation, they pass away peacefully.
Well, And the problem with this gymnastics one is I don't know if it was AI.
Right. Right.
Oh. Yeah.
When he
really?
Sent it.
No, that's not AI.
Okay.
That's just a guy doing martial arts.
Yeah. Mike, if you were close enough to videotape me, why didn't you say hi?
Rob is taking martial arts.
Yes.
And this is Rob in his backyard getting a little workout in. Take this right now.
He has. There we go. He's definitely doing the effort there.
All right. I'm going to send Josh the one that I have here. And let's
however,
see.
On that gymnastics video, great job, Hank.
Who's Hank?
Never mind.
Well,
I'll tell you later.
Rob, did you see the AI I made for you on our TikTok page?
I did not.
Thank you very much. While we're catching our breath, I want y'all to do me a favor. Check out the Michael Mira Show. It's a good time, baby. And my man Rob Spiewak, he's my guy. So this next one goes out to you, Rob.
Wow. I love it. I really like that. I really do.
What I found with this, because that's that Sora software that's going around.
Right.
And what I found is they have restrictions, but as long as you pick a dead guy, they seem to be okay. So you can do... You can do what you want with dead people.
Everybody, quiet on the set. Stop the camera, stop the clapper, stop the coffee. You got to hear this. Hicks, Nicks, Dicks, Picks. Best podcast about movies you're not watching.
Yeah, it's got Rob Spiewak. The brains, the pipes, the whole...
That's wild.
That's wonderful for Hicks, Nicks. What was the latest movie you guys talked about?
Josh?
What was it?
It was. We just did Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein.
It was, that's right. It was Frankenstein.
All right.
This week it's Ichabod.
This next video that I sent Josh via message has 3.9 million views.
How many of those are you?
Multiples.
Okay.
By the way, you're going to love it.
Oh, good. Good, good.
You are going to love it. I guarantee it.
Good.
Sorry. I kind of wrecked the voice over the weekend. I did a little screaming.
I understand.
Frustrating. Yeah. What happened to my headphones?
Did your headphones go?
No, they just dislodged.
Oh, okay.
There you go. I'll fix them. Yeah, so sorry for the heavy video, but I mean, it's just over the weekend, you deal with that a little bit. You know what I mean? That's that's the way it goes.
What celebrities do you mostly get on your when you're scrolling TikTok and you see via virtual reality stuff?
I get... I can tell you exactly what
AI.
I get.
Thank you, Josh.
I get a lot of very scantily clad women.
Yeah. Oh, like this one.
All right, let's take a look.
Yeah.
That's not a real gymnastics video.
Take your time. Don't move that wrist yet.
I'm good. I promise.
That is not.
It's not normal.
Normal.
It's not, but it's fun. And you know what? With your Giants playing the way they're playing, it's really, really nice to, to do. Yeah, I should bring a loud cup in here for Super Chats. That should be.
For our TikTok.
No, I don't like it.
I did try to make some TikTok AIs that would gear towards our audience and the people that follow us on TikTok, like this one.
What is that supposed to be? I keep hearing these kids toss it around like it's some kind of secret handshake. 6-7. Is it a code, a score, a date? I don't know. Nobody tells me anymore. Why do they keep...
That's so weird.
Is 6-7 something to do with juggling balls?
No, it's like which one is it? Like an average or an estimate, something like that.
Also, something not remarkable, right?
What do you mean, which one is it? I don't get it.
You know, it's like 6 or 7. Like, it's 6.5, 6 or 7.
So it's kind of nonsensical.
It's nonsensical, and it's middle school, so its meaning changes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So, it was an interesting weekend with the protests around the country. No King's Day. They have one right up the road from me. And unfortunately, my political sensibilities are very, very upfront, but I sometimes have to prioritize my life. And that's why I missed them. Sorry. The tea time, and we won. So I was very.
Were there any kings on the golf course?
There were. They
I've got
were...
another video from the No Kings protests.
All right. Now I'm concerned.
Yeah. Now it becomes an agenda issue. Right.
Because he's gonna...
Get out of here, Larry! You heard us. No Kings.
Go home, man.
What is this about? Boom!
That's very...
Oh, no! Oh, Larry King fell.
Okay, see? Completely nonpartisan. That was fantastic. Good job, that, Josh.
I made that one over the weekend.
Did you really? No Kings Day. Yes. Hi.
Hi.
No Kings. No Kings. Hi there. So... The No Kings protest, there was one literally I could have walked to. That's how far. They did it on an overpass close by. But then again, Carla said maybe they weren't there. But there were thousands and thousands. How did Leesburg do?
Very good. We had thousands and thousands of people in the courthouse lawn. Peaceful. Mm-hmm. I loved the whole vibe of watching it on television and seeing peaceful protest making a difference in this country. Because it seems like it's been a while.
Is it really going to make a difference, Rob?
Well,
is
you
it
know
really going to make a difference? Look at gleeful, hey, gleeful MAGA man shaking his head.
I enjoyed watching the TikToks from the No Kings Day as well.
Okay, the idea that there would be violence was put to rest when you have 7 million plus people that are out in the streets and there's not one incident. That's pretty good stuff. You know,
Josh did give one guy a hot foot.
He left. What? Explain a hot foot from a Marx Brothers movie.
No. It's a genuine gag.
It requires a match.
You don't have matches?
A wooden. I don't have matches.
Like these?
No.
Okay.
No,
what
matches?
Doesn't it require like multiple matches and
just
some tape?
One.
And
you got just one. You jam it into the.
It might have been done when Ty Cobb was playing baseball.
Right. It's like a bullpen gimmick.
And what is that?
Well, the guys in the bullpen are bored during the game, so they fool around with each other.
It was not a dumb protest. It was people expressing their right to protest what's going on with the government. Happens all the time. Not dumb.
Not dumb.
Come on now.
Now, a hot foot is dumb.
Hot foot is very, very dumb.
I'm sad you don't have matches, Mike. Do you want me to send you some matches?
No, I don't.
Like some
Thank
strike
you.
Underwear matches?
I don't smoke anymore, so
strike,
I don't need
Strike, not underwear, everywhere yeah. matches.
I will say...
strike underwear matches.
Hot foot. God. It was truly well attended, and they said that this does move the meter
sure.
when it comes to changing government. So we'll see.
The very fact that our president was responding.
I would have been there. If I wasn't golfing, I would have been there, and I'm sorry to say that.
If I had nothing else to do, you mean?
No, not really. I'm sorry, but I did. Saturday is I have to go to baseball. Why am I making excuses?
They didn't check with you first. Before scheduling.
Would have been better on a Tuesday.
It would. There's no punching my way out of this.
Mike, you know what? I didn't go
failed.
Either.
I can't leave your house.
But still, I mean, I had 2 miles from my house.
Your
I could've
excuse
gone.
Was more well, pathetic than mine.
Okay.
And Rob, like you'd be one of the. He'd be one of the TikToks I was watching over the weekend where they ask the person, what are you protesting? And they're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just here.
That's kind of like a Trump rally where they say, why do you like him?
Yeah.
I just do.
Exactly.
Just do.
I would have said I'm protesting Kings.
Rob, give your excuse for why you didn't go.
I wanted to go with my son, Robert. He wasn't into it. I said, you know what? This is going to be pretty cool. This is going to be something you tell your grandkids about. He said, Dad, I'm not into it. And I didn't want to go by myself, to be honest. So I didn't go.
At least I was out, making money for the family by playing stellar golf.
How much did you make for the family on your bets?
120 plus 60.
$180. That's good. That's good.
There it is. Mm-hmm. That's the Saturday's the day. Saturday's the day. Even men of means, these guys that I play with, some of them who everybody cares. Everybody cares, and there are two-man teams, and they divvy us up, and whoever play, and it's great golfers, and it really requires a little bit. It's handicapped, of
and
course.
And isn't it true?
You know.
Isn't it true that most of the people you golf with probably wouldn't be at a rally anyway?
I will say this: that
it's about the right age.
They were triggered by the protests. They were big time because it's been a while. Probably the last election was the last time I really felt the intensity of people giving me crap. And
what about New King's Day 1? Like back in June. Remember, this is the second one.
First of all, less people where I hang out with. This one, the comment was made, and I try not to react, but the comment was made. Well, they have four people. four people in Naples, and what's funny about my politics, guys, is that when I'm surrounded by primarily Republican conservative people, and a lot of MAGA guys, they're people who are like-minded to me. They just don't want to deal with the hassle of it. So I'm the point person to deal with it because I love it. I'm an Irishman. Politics are in my blood. I love talking, arguing. It's fun for me.
But now, golf is a Scottish thing, isn't it?
I'm an Irishman.
Right, but you chose golf that day instead of the Irish part. Just want to get my...
What am I to do with that? what I mean, sometimes when you're just opening the mouth and stuff's coming out, I'm trying to make a point here.
All
and
right.
I don't understand what that... I really don't know what to,
well,
how
you
to
were,
respond.
Well, you were talking
golf
about how...
Golf is a Scottish thing.
Yeah,
okay.
What would be the Irish thing? What are you saying? That the Irish would protest?
Yeah, Mike was saying that because he's Irish, he's politically likes to argue.
It's the think in pubs in Ireland, people talk a lot of politics, and in pubs in the United States, probably, you know, Irish people tend to like to argue politics. That's the point I was trying
this
to make.
This is true.
So I lost my train of thought. God Almighty, happy Monday.
You're the outspoken one.
The
point person
for your side.
When the guy says to me, "What were there?" So there are two big round tables with all of our groups, right? And the guy that's the super MAGA guy yells across to me, "What were they like? Four people in Naples?" And then a couple of guys next to him go, "Hi, hi, 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 hi," like that. And then,
so is he the clever one?
Super clever. And then the guy next to me, who I didn't know, was on the team because they're very quiet, unfortunately. You know, they don't like to mix it up. I like to mix it up. You know that. I always have. And this guy puts out, slides me over his phone, and you see a couple thousand people on the courthouse steps in very, very red Naples, Florida. And so... he slides his phone to me, and I know exactly what he wanted to do. So I get up from the table, and I walk over. Boy, that looks like a real small crowd there, doesn't it? Huh? That's what I'm doing, because it really... So, I mean, there was a little bit of...
You are a king mixer, though.
I mixed it up a little bit with the guys, you know. And
you at the golf course is like me on the Michael Mara show.
That's it. You're in foreign territory, but you're not. But you're good at it too. Because I don't hate
and I
you.
Get the listeners that send me messages being point this out to Mike. Use this.
Yeah. Like Scoob, right? You know. Why do Democrats protest so much more than Republicans? That's right. January 6th looks like it was really a non-event.
Well, really just a tea party gone wrong.
And Scoob, with all due respect, Scoob, what is this? What is this delusion that protesting is only one-sided? It's not. It's not. It's you create that in your mind. It's bull.
It's got a little bit of the I'm angry because my team lost instead of and so I'm going to protest.
Well, no, it's angry because
my
team...
Are you talking about January 6th?
Well, no. The No King stuff seems a little bit more of Trump hatred than actual policies we want to see changed.
I think that what you were talking about was, that it was billed as hatred or we hate America.
Yes.
That was kind of eliminated when the national anthem was sung at the rallies with everybody singing together patriotic songs at a lot of these rallies. It's just like when they say Portland, Oregon is burning and you cut to a guy that's wearing a frog costume and waving at the stormtroopers that are out in the street. But what I mean, there's protesting that goes on with both sides.
Absolutely.
And January 6th was as far as a protest goes, there was never a more violent political protest in the United States. So you can't say Democrats
protest.
There is the
250 FBI agents mixed in there. So you do have that as far as January 6th. But I think you see where you see the protest in No, that just came out like a month ago.
Oh my god!
But
Help me.
Where you see the Republican side protest in the past would be outside of abortion clinics and Planned Parenthood and stuff like that. Yeah. So you do see it on both sides.
See, you see it on both sides. That's the way it goes. But
and there's no need, I guess, to bring up to Scoob that the right to peaceful protest is guaranteed in the First Amendment of the Constitution. It's not anything sort of wild or out there. It's something they thought about 250 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And as far as what, name one more, I think I win with January 6th. And, you know, I really
That's what the Republicans said.
Yeah. moving into our comments here, and I'm kind of all over the place here.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Republicans protesting in my 61 years.
Huh. How about that?
What are you talking about? I just mentioned it.
Yeah.
What do you think that was? Show up to the Capitol. What do you think that was? And then you can say there were FBI agents in the crowd. There were FBI agents in the crowd because you had people that were in militias that the FBI was concerned about because domestic terrorism is a real threat to the United States, as it was on that particular day. So extreme right-wing groups that decide, well, we're not going to protest, but we're going to go out into the middle of a forest and work on our shooting skills. And,
well, that's on both sides.
Not as much, you know, as far as I think you could make a case that there are more militia groups and more people that would be survivalists and that type of politics that are, you know, skew libertarian, Republican. But I don't. But to say that, I just don't even want to get into the argument because you protest. There are protests on both sides. People hit the streets on both sides. That's what's American. Yeah. You get out there and do it. You do that. But what you don't do is you don't get violent. And January 6th was violent.
Very violent.
And No King's Day was not. That's irrefutable. There is no argument. That's it. If we're making that case.
What about that protest in Portland?
Not talking about the Portland where the guys that were in the inflatable
The one a few years ago where they shut Trump's first term where they shut down like six blocks.
I'm not talking about.
So I'm just saying if you're comparing,
we're talking about King's Day.
I know, but you're trying to say one side is violent and the other's not.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying January 6th was violent. No King's Day was not. I am making a specific argument. I'm not going for false equivalency. I am comparing January 6th to No King's Day. Now, the difference is no violence on one, violence on the other. More people on one, less people on the other. But that's where it is. Could you go back and find left-wing violent protest in the United States? I'm sure there are many, many examples of it. And you could also find right-wing protests with violence as well. Sure. But the most recent examples, as far as the most covered examples, I'd say the last protest that I really remember that was a protest of Republicans was January 6th. Mm-hmm. And it was violent.
Yeah, because you don't get protests unless your team loses. So it's going to always go back and forth.
I think you're probably that. You know, that's not a totally unreasonable point.
I don't know if you're
in the streets when you want regime change.
No, but I mean, if your team's not in power, you're going to protest.
I suppose.
That's why now we get the Democrat protest. Before we got the Republicans, then we got the Democrats. It goes back and forth.
I think it's painting with too broad a brush to say that only people whose sides lost protest. I think it can be more issue-oriented than just winning and losing.
Release the Epstein files!
Mike, come back.
Well, that's something everyone agrees on.
Yes. Even the boss.
Thank you. Glad I'm back.
Mike, there is a new, there's actually a protest coming up, I think, in 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. What happened to the time? I just got rambling. I'm so sorry. Rob? What were you saying?
It's coming up in 3 weeks. It's going to be a big one. It's organized by the New York Giants.
Yes.
And they're all going to be there.
That's where I want regime change, baby.
That's right.
I really want that. Well, we got in the weeds, but everybody's talking about these protests over the weekend, so that's it. As the weather cools down and we spend more evenings indoors, your home should feel like a sanctuary. Avocado helps you create a natural oasis with organic mattresses, cozy pillows, soft bedding, and thoughtfully designed furniture. Avocado products are carefully constructed with premium materials that are better for you and the planet. Certified organic mattresses, pillows, bedding, and sustainably sourced wood furniture make it easy to transform your home into a restorative retreat. Avocado uses uses premium materials and expert craftsmanship, so their products are designed to last. They deliver lasting comfort and better value over time. Better materials and thoughtful design lead to better, deeper sleep. And quality rest impacts every part of your life. Invest in your comfort. Every product is thoughtfully made with the planet in mind, so you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you bring into your home. Plus, they offer easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase easy. Avocado, dream of better. It's better for you and better for the planet. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis. The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We've got more show coming up. This episode is powered by Incogni. It's your personal data's bodyguard. Here's the deal, Wade. Data brokers scoop up your info. They get your names. They get your addresses.
Yes.
You get social security numbers, color of your eyes, your height, your weight, your address.
Yeah.
And then they just go out and have a yard sale with it, and they sell it to whoever's paying. These are not good people that buy this stuff. Scammers, spammers, marketers. God almighty. Just put it in there, and you'll be out there. That's why your phone won't stop ringing. Your inbox is a mess, and identity theft always lurking. Data breaches jumped 72% all the way back in 2023. I'm sure those numbers in 24 and 25 were bad, too. Incogni fights back. They automatically wipe your data from over 230 brokers. They keep monitoring and push back when brokers resist. You stay off their list, period. With four flexible plans, their protection always fits you and your family, and you're covered by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Bottom line, if your data's out there, you need Incogni. Use code TMOS at Incogni.com/TMOS to get an exclusive 60% off an annual Incogni plan. Incogni.com/TMOS. That's Incogni.com/TMOS, people. There we go. I told you we would. Yeah, we really got off on a tangent there, and that doesn't always happen.
Hey, that
on
was
this show.
It was good conversation.
Well, thanks a lot, even the boss.
Hey, little buddy.
Hey, how you doing, Diamond? Good stuff, Diamond. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Come on, computer, work for me. I'm yelling at my computer.
Work it. Maybe it needs a chiropractor.
Thank you. Thank you very much. French authorities are investigating after a robbery at the Louvre.
Oh, Louvre.
The Louvre. Yeah.
Isn't that where they have the Mona Lisa?
At the Louvre.
Yeah. In Paris.
In Paris. The Louvre in Paris.
Yeah.
Saw a group of thieves. This is right out of a movie. They got away with priceless jewelry on a moped. This morning, large numbers this morning, French time, large numbers of tourists who wanted to see the Mona Lisa had their plans.
Mona Lisa is a painting by Leonardo da Vinci.
You going to see the Monora at the Louvre?
I got on the metro and took the stop at the Louvre and saw the Monora.
Perhaps afterwards we could go see the Eiffel Tower.
I love the Eiffel Tower. It has cargo.
I'm driving under the Orchid. Baby.
I'm sorry. Rob and I are making fun of the French in a very childish way.
We
and now back to the
are.
Show.
Yes.
Priceless jewelry. They got away on mopeds.
Did they
tourists...
steal any emerald?
Afterwards, they're celebrated with a big plate of brie cheese.
Don't forget the bra. You must put the cheese on some French bread.
Or perhaps a croissant.
Is this the same show that 10 minutes ago was talking about the political future of our country?
Oh, my God. It's all over the place. The thieves targeted the museum's Apollo Gallery, which houses what
Apollo!
Remains. Okay, shut up. That remains the Francis crown jewels are there.
Ah.
They appeared to have used a mechanical ladder to access an upper floor where they broke a window to enter the building. Just broke a window?
What is a mechanical ladder?
I don't know.
It's like just an extension ladder?
Paris prosecutors say the damage is being assessed. While culture minister Rashida Dati says one stolen item was found. Rashida Dati.
Oh, I love her.
She says one stolen item was found near the museum after the thieves had fled. French media reports that the item was a crown belonging to Napoleon III's wife, Eugenie.
The only other thing they left behind is a deodorant.
And it says the mechanical ladder was a ladder attached to a vehicle. So, like, I guess like a
fire
like
truck.
Like a cherry picker or something, yeah. Maybe, right?
Okay, yeah.
Interior Minister Laurent Nunez described the stolen jewels as priceless and of immeasurable heritage value. I don't think they've caught anybody as we tape this, right?
No, but they have fixed the window. The winnow.
You do better with French than English.
Come on. Am doing so good with you. That is called La Fenêtre.
6 years ago, Charmin debuted hilariously large rolls of toilet paper, calling them forever rolls. A regular roll of Charmin has up to 77 sheets, but these have 1,700. They're the same that you would see in an airport.
Exactly.
Right? The giant rolls. That's all they are.
That's it.
They're making a big deal out of nothing. Obviously, they're way too big to fit on a normal display. Spencer, so you'd need a special holder.
It's funny.
Charlie. That takes up bathroom real estate. Yeah, you can't. Anyway, the Forever Rolls were kind of a novelty, kind of subscription thing that went away. But
yeah.
Now they're back. The Forever Rolls are now available nationwide online and in stores, including Walmart. I'm not giving them a commercial. Shut up. Stop it.
But
with that.
You don't want this next to your toilet?
You know,
is it going to feel like airport toilet paper?
Well, no. If it's like that, it's kind of doable if you've got the stand-up thing. But you can't do that next to a wall.
No,
you'd have
you
to have a big stick coming out from the wall.
Yeah, huge bracket. I would go into my
drink. I was laughing.
I would go to
I'm
my
sorry.
Ace Hardware and say, "Hey, do you have a big toilet paper bracket?"
They're also selling starter kits with one 21-inch by 8-inch holder and two rolls for around $38.
The starter kit also has two pieces of corn on the cob.
How is, as far as toilet paper management, I'm thrilled with my toilet paper management in my house. I just think we never have a problem with that. How about your homes? Are you okay
by the time
with
we
it?
Get down to one pack, I go back to Costco is the way to go.
You
I don't
do
know
it.
How. Yeah, I don't know how people.
Is there any, with all due respect.
Yeah.
Is there anything she does in the house?
Everything she can do to get out of it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
she just doesn't do dick.
Yeah. Well, we want the house to run well, Mike.
And
that's not in her skill
set.
What about grocery shopping?
Oh, she does that mostly.
She does. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
All right, good. I'm glad we found something.
But she does the pickup, which I hate.
Like she gets delivery.
No.
Like the curbside.
She puts in her order and then swings by and they put in the car.
Okay.
I don't like
that's
that. I don't.
How about you, Josh? How's the toilet paper management in the Soroka household?
No issue. If you do order this Forever Roll, it comes with the stand.
Oh,
so
it
you'll
does.
Be fine.
Okay. Oh, wow. All yeah, right. You will be fine, Mike. Fine as wine.
I don't need it. I really. Now, at one particular time, probably a month or two ago, there was a purchase made of the cheaper stuff. And I don't like the real, like, thin paper stuff
like
you get.
Like Scott tissue?
No. Yeah, not cool. Not
no, you got to spend the money.
Don't do that. I want soft for my Duke. Thank you. Jennifer Lawrence once fed Robert Pattinson food from her garbage can. She explained how it happened on the Graham Norton show. If you never watched that show, it's spectacular. I recommend it highly. She was having a girls' night when Robert called and said he was in the area, so she invited him over. When he got there, he asked her if she had anything to eat. Jennifer did have food on hand, but what was left had already been tossed in the garbage. So when he went to use the bathroom, she secretly dug it out, and when he got back, she served it to him.
The one, the only Gladys. Good morning, Gladys.
Hey, there's a piece of pizza in the trash. I'll fish it out. Janelle did that way back in the day. The funny thing is that when he asked if she had more, she told him, yes, but it was in the garbage. He didn't care. Jennifer said, quote, he just pulled it out of the trash himself and kept eating it. Of course, they have a movie together. That's why that story. Yeah,
the weird
and
thing
it's a
is,
lame story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The weird thing, Mike, is it was soup.
Really? Soup from the Louvre.
Oh, I love it, good soup.
Kristen Bell's anniversary message to Dax Shepard. They're a thing. They're always online. We always see them all the time.
That's my Kristen Bell.
It's grossing people out, or not grossing people, creeping people out.
Okay.
She posted, and I will not call that giving them the ick.
Thank you.
Thank you,
see,
you very
I think
much.
The problem is she's so appealing, and he is a creep.
I don't think he's
a creepy looking
guy. I think he's funny.
He's a weird looking creepy guy.
She posted a picture of them hugging with this caption: "Happy 12th wedding anniversary to the man who once said to me, 'I would never kill you.'" That makes me laugh. That you see, obviously, you guys aren't reacting the same way.
No, because when you look at Dax Shepard, you think that might be a valid thing to be concerned about.
I laugh at weird stuff. Do we have a chiropractor video? I'm sorry.
This is Dax Shepard at the chiropractor.
Yes, with his mom. With his mom, who's
Mrs. You know, Sybil.
Totally safe. Big breath in for me. Let it
that's
out.
The one we
and here we go. Oh, landed in another room. You all right?
I love when she says, I feel fantastic.
So anyway, I would never kill you. I never would. A morbid inside joke, obviously. We all have them, but not everyone is amused. Oh, please. There's blowback.
There are people who are going to read that and actually believe, oh, it's real. I need to call. She's in trouble.
CPS.
People are messed up.
One person said, may this type of relationship never find me. Another tweeted that Kristen shouldn't think it's okay to post this to her 60 million followers because of domestic. All right.
Yeah, they go straight to abuse instead
you know
of a joke.
We sometimes you just have to laugh and realize it's just laughing.
Yeah,
it's just laughing. It's
all.
Not hurting people. I mean, I get it. Too much of that. Too much of that. Stop. We're all trying to make livings out here. Make people laugh a little bit, all right?
I understand the Giants just picked up Dax Shepard to run their defense.
Yes, right. I really can I just say this? And this
well,
is
I'm
not,
sorry to bring it back.
This is not empathetic to people. It's
okay,
not. And I'm not proud of this, but I believe there is a head on a spike thing for Giants fans. We have bloodlust right now. We need someone to be canned. Someone has to get fired. Someone has to suffer like we suffer.
Tommy
please.
DeVito?
He's gone already.
Damn it.
He's out of there. He's doing commercials. On Friday, at his High and Alive World Tour in Nashville, Keith Urban was taking audience questions when he asked a fan her name, and she replied, "You're not going to like it." Keith was like, "Why?" And the fan said, "It's Nicole." The whole crowd roared. And Keith dropped dramatically to the floor, covering his face. But in the end, he laughed it off. He might never get over the whole Nicole Kidman divorce thing, but at least it gives us something to talk about. Sorry, Keith.
I'm not that sorry.
No.
And first of all, he's foreign. He shouldn't sing country music.
He's Australian, right?
Yeah, that's foreign.
He's foreign.
And his name is Urban. Shouldn't he be rapping?
I don't know, Rob. I just really
Team
don't
Nicole!
Know. Finally today, cops in Westchester County, New York, are looking for three idiots who broke into an amusement park and stole hundreds of stuffed animals. They just released the photos.
Where were you this weekend?
I was at the rally.
They just released the photos, but it happened last month at Playland. I've been to Playland, north of New York City.
Mike, it's actually, I think it's called Playland.
Playland. it's right near the beach, and they got in by pulling up a small boat. Police say it was just before midnight when they hopped a fence, cut a bunch of cables in the control room, crammed 200 stuffed animals into garbage bags, and left.
That's
they also,
so feeble, because there's no worse stuffed animal than a theme park stuffed animal.
Yeah, super cheap. They also tried to tip a photo booth off the boardwalk and onto the beach, but it was too heavy. They may have thought cutting the cables would shut down the security cameras, but there are multiple shots of them, including one where their faces are as clear as day.
Burn!
All three look like they're in their early 20s, and one was in a Virginia Tech hoodie. There's a good
move.
Hey,
there you go, Hokies.
Have you seen this picture?
Let's take a peek. Let's take a peek at the terrible thieves here with the stuffed animals. That's good.
The guy doesn't have shoes on.
Man, that's horrible. Look at that. Yeah. And what? Well, I mean, are
little
we more
bodybuilder
troubled
on the right there?
Yeah.
Are we troubled by the shirtless guy or the shoeless guy?
You know, I don't know. It's very strange. Very, very strange.
And
but obviously,
it doesn't even look like real people. It looks AI. The guy on the left is wearing sunglasses in this tunnel. Then you got no shoes and then shirtless.
Yeah.
And also the footprints of that from the wet feet are going the other way if you look at them.
And what's with the badge around his neck?
Not quite sure, but it's two daring robberies on the news today. One in France and the other one for Giants fans. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, good day to be in New York. Amen, brother. We got some great show coming up. But first, everybody, I want to share with you a wonderful product, Soul.
Love it.
I cleaned out my whole Soul supply last night because I was feeling a little melancholy. Soul's out-of-office gummies are your ticket to calm. Isn't that a nice little logo? Out-of-office gummies. There they are. You get calm, helping help. They help you relax, quiet the noise, drift off naturally with the perfect mix of CBD and THC. They deliver a smooth buzz that melts stress, lifts your mood. It sparks creativity as well. Choose your vibe. You can get the light 1.5 milligram microdose or the bold new 15 milligram gummies when you want to fully unplug. Or try their out-of-office beverage, a refreshing alcohol-free way to unwind solo or with friends. Tastes so good. Rob will be demonstrating this beverage on this week's cocktail party. And when it's deep restorative sleep you're after, Soul Sleepy Gummies have you covered. Every product is hemp-derived, delicious, and crafted with wellness in mind so you can actually feel good about feeling good. These things can make your mindset 100% groovy, and nowadays that's a good thing. Bring on the good vibes and treat yourself to Soul today. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off.
I need to ask a favor of both of you real quick. This Saturday for the cocktail party, after I have two of those, I'm going to want a third, but you must stop me. As a matter of fact, two is a lot. So don't let me have a third CBD
beverage.
If you had gotten yourself
sober, like through the regular channels and gone to like a regular rehab, I get concerned about your Soul intake. What would the people tell you? Would they say you shouldn't mess around with them? Or
they said as long as you're not building your day around them.
No, they didn't say anything because you never went to anybody.
That's a lie. We had this conversation multiple times where he talked to the doctor about
it. Well, I worry about it. That's why we have it multiple times.
No, Mike, the only thing I'm addicted to now is making people laugh.
Josh, you wanted to say something about this subject that we've covered a couple of times?
Well, no, that he talked to his doctor about this. And also, as a Soul user, I'm not worried about it either.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's non-addictive. I don't do it every day. I don't build my day around it. It's a nice treat, and it really works.
All right.
Some people would take sleeping pills, you know, to help them sleep. This just helps me deal.
Okay.
Like
all right. I'm just checking. Just want to make sure everything's... No, that's not a sincere thank you. That's like you're an ass. Don't be.
No, not at all. I appreciate that. You know what? This may shock you. I do like it when people care about me.
Okay.
So I appreciate it very much. I know in the family cares, but you do, and that's good.
I always bring it up because it always concerns me a little bit that we have. But you've never said that we'd have to stop you at two. What would happen if you went to three?
Just get higher.
You do, and I would get very silly and probably non-linear.
That you get higher if you take a third.
That's all it is.
I'm just
He could take 10 of them, and nothing's going to happen, but he's going to pass out.
Yeah, but that when you cross the threshold into the third beverage...
I guess the question should have been framed, how would it manifest itself if you took a third?
I would have no short-term memory at all. And I would also...
So you'd repeat things from earlier in the show?
Yeah, Mike, and also I would have no short-term memory at all.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
Also, it makes me... I would be... The facet of my personality that is just goofy and stupid,
right,
and sometimes you enjoy it and often you don't, mm-hmm, that would come to the forefront. Do you remember when you were doing a Facebook Live from the Wing Place?
The TikTok Live got you perfect in that hype move where you were then talking about some murder that happened 40 years ago.
Exactly. And none of it based in fact, but the mind spinning. Yeah.
If you don't want to go to a third, because you and I both have addictive personalities,
sure,
just let us know that you've taken your second one, and then we'll make sure that you don't take a third one.
Yeah. Oh, I meant to tell you, because if I have a third, I have no short-term memory.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You wanted to bring something up about your beard today,
and I think
we have time to discuss that briefly here.
Well, this actually figures into the, the Adult-a-ween Cocktacular as well. Do you remember you challenged me in September to,
Rick Schofield with a $19.99 Super Chat, ladies and gentlemen. Nelly. This is Keith Jackson. Rick Schofield going to the 20, the 10, the 5. He is into the end zone with a $20 Super Chat.
And wearing a sparkly jacket.
That's it. If we get another Super Chat before the end of the show, I will do different sportscasters
calling
the touchdown for the Super Chat. Just came up with that right now. Didn't do it for Reese, so maybe let me do Kenny Albert going.
Okay, thank you.
There's Reese Bubble to Reese with the
That genuinely hurts me when you do
that
voice.
Josh, did you get a new haircut over the weekend?
I think like maybe last week.
It's
got a haircut.
Particularly stunning.
It's
striking,
a
Kings
really. Haircut.
Yes.
It's crown.
Yeah, it's my crown.
So you, in September, you said, you know what? Don't shave your beard. Don't trim your beard until the cruise, because then you can look like Santa Claus. And I was sort of into it for,
Hey, Reese, with another Super Chat. All right, here we go. This is Marv Albert. Marv Albert. And now there's a handoff to Reese. Reese goes across the 40, the 30. He's into the zone. Touchdown, Reese.
Thank you. My beard has gotten pretty long on the bottom.
By the way, it can be different sports, too. I can do home runs for people, too.
Oh, I hope you do hockey. Hockey's
next
best.
One would be Harry Carey
doing
a home run.
So my beard has gotten pretty long on the bottom, longer than it's been probably since I was sick.
Can you move away from, really, it's very difficult when you're describing your beard and you go, so if you'd like to see my beard, here it is.
Now, is there anything more to the beard before the goatee? All right, well, you do have a little on the sides.
That's
all right.
You need, okay, can I give
it's
you a suggestion as
the color
a beard?
The issue.
Yeah,
even
it is.
With length,
yeah,
you need to trim the length.
Well, you wanted it long.
No. You can have it long and have it not with like hairs hanging down. Get closer. Let's see. I want to see it up close. See, it's you could trim those little hairs down on the bottom and
that
it would
was
look
not
better.
The direction I was given. It was just to grow it out.
Yeah, it was no shave October and November.
But he's got a great beard, Josh.
Thank you.
He's got a really heavy beard. And, when I think of beard, I think of the joy that Josh brought me over the weekend. You know, okay. Reese gave us the $20. I want to make sure I'm keeping
track.
You're
all up good to with date. Super chats.
Yeah.
Josh came up with I can't talk about it. Sorry, but I was just so pleased. I was so I showed my teeth laughing when that came out, and that was in a very dark period of time for me. So that made my night.
We'll share it Saturday night.
Very good. Very exciting.
So what I need is the the permission to shave it down before Halloween, and then I'll go back to growing it. But for the the Cocktacular.
Yeah, yeah. I get. First I don't want to Caesar. Grow, yeah, you can do that.
I don't want to Caesar Romero it. You know, I don't want to try and cover it up.
I will be Caesar Romeroing it because I never shaved my beard.
Also,
I did it once.
But you've got a very tight beard. I mean, you can Caesar Romero.
I may
and your
try
beard
to
works.
Be. I may yeah. be creative enough to try to. I should shut up.
Yeah, we should.
I'm really, we're blowing this. We're blowing this because we're idiots.
That you want to tune in on Saturday night because we are unveiling costumes just like last year.
Yes.
And we have a great T-shirt that goes along with it.
Very
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
The
We've taken it to the next level.
The next super chat that comes in, Harry Carey will let you hit a home run. So I want to say that to everybody.
What inning?
The next, in the bottom of the ninth, of course.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, because Harry is a different sportscaster in the first than he was in the ninth.
No, it's 4-1, bottom of the ninth. The game's almost over. Two outs, and whoever's at bat.
Bases
if
loaded?
It's a 20, bases loaded.
Yeah.
And it might be, we'll see. So I got it. Now that's all I'm thinking about. So we have to move on.
We do.
But yes, Rob, shave away.
Thank you.
And it'll help your overall presentation.
Yeah, that's I don't care for having a long beard. It's weirdish.
Well, I think that you can have a long beard, but you have to trim. You know, when I see, I call this the Harley owners group.
That's
from
exactly,
Fairfax.
Mike, when I was staring at my beard in the mirror, that's what I was thinking of.
I think that there is nothing to me better than a guy with a big, heavy beard that keeps it closely trimmed. Not stubble, not
right.
the stubble beard, but just a really trim. And you've got a heavy enough beard. But right there,
yeah.
you could trim it up. And even it up without the big, long, gross hairs hanging down.
Thank you, Mike, for describing it that way.
That's the way it looks to me. It's nasty looking.
So get ready, ladies.
This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. Listen, I'm going to be straight with you. Liquid IV is a part of my life. God, is it ever. I drink it every day. You see me drink it every day. And, you know, summer's over. You need to refocus this fall. So take my advice. Ditch the glitch with zero sugar and zero crash from Liquid IV. Here's what you need. The new Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier with sugar-free hydrating energy. Here's the bag right there. It's different than their regular bags.
Yeah.
It's got the nice shiny little green. This is great.
And
the one
I see
I'm holding
a strawberry
my
on it.
It's a strawberry kiwi. That's the flavor. They're all delicious flavors. This is scientifically formulated to support physical energy, hydration, focus, mood, and social stamina. So, like, if you're going to something over the weekend and you want to have a little lift where you're not, just teetering over at a party, like,
yeah, you want to be energetic at the rally, Mike.
Absolutely. It's hydration and energy all in one. It's made with electrolytes, vitamins, and natural caffeine for a jitter-free, sugar-free lift. It comes in two mouth-watering flavors, sugar-free energy, strawberry kiwi, and sugar-free energy blackberry lemonade. Plus, it features three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. Plus, did someone say Liquid IV hot chocolate?
What?
Ooh! Stay tuned. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Ditch the glitch with zero sugar and zero crash from Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order with the code TMOS at liquidiv.com. And we thank you, Liquid IV.
And remember,
Mike, appreciate it.
Stay tuned.
Yes. I don't know why Jim Phillips is so frustrated with beards. He says, no beards, no beards, no beards.
Wow. I guess maybe he's making it be a rally.
Yeah, there's a beard protest going on in the chat.
There is something that I have maintained a stance against in my own personal life that I violated rather badly last weekend. I've always said, in this day and age, especially in the state of Florida, road rage, not a cool thing. You got to be really careful. You just never know. And we see the videos all the time. You never know when someone's going to pop out of their car, smash your window, or worse. And I don't advocate this behavior. And I really, for the first time in a very long time, let my temper get the best of me. I think it was last Thursday.
It's been a while.
It has been a good long while.
Yeah.
Now, we have a small community that I live in. And if I don't get a Harry Caray super chat today, I'm going to be really pissed.
Focus. Focus on the story about
I'm
road
really,
rage.
I can't tell you how much I want
to Caray will
that.
Come.
So
I didn't mean that the way it sounded.
I got a little four-way intersection that's right up my street.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that go...
Stoplight or stop sign?
No, it's a four-way stop sign. You've been in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Floridians do not know how to handle a four-way stop.
I come up to this intersection, and there are people that drive with a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit. There are people that drive 30, 35. Reese doesn't count. Sorry, I love you, but, well, no, Reese does
it's
count,
It's still
right?
money. Give
it's
it
still
him.
Money, all right? It's the bottom of the ninth inning. Reese is, and I know his last name by heart, Moffitt, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Reese Moffitt up to the plate. Here's the set, the pitch. It's a long drive. It's going to center field. It might be. It could be. It is a home run by Reese Moffitt. I just wish it wasn't two guys doing it all the time. You know what I mean? Come on, people.
And you know what? It
Step
might be great.
Step up to the plate, for God's sake. Come on.
Wait till Thursday. Add them all up
Thank
and just
you,
do one big super chat.
God bless you. That is very, very. No, he gets to do whatever he wants, any way he wants to do it. I will never, ever criticize anybody from donating whatever way they choose. Getting back to it. This four-way stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming up with my kid, and I'm taking him to baseball practice. And he's in the back. And a guy at probably 45.
Yeah.
Literally blows through the stop sign to the point where I was pissed, like pissed. My kid mm-hmm. rides all over the neighborhood. There are little kids all over the
sure.
neighborhood, and there are people. And this guy not only going at least double the speed limit, but doesn't even brake. He could have very easily killed somebody if he
sure.
hit somebody coming through that. So I follow the guy, and then I get through, and I see, and he roars up to the gate at the end of the community, roars through that, and then he's got to stop, and then he roars back out around, and you know, I've got a car that's got a little pickup,
sure,
and I decide that I'm going to roar up next to him just to get a look at the guy, and I
Is
pull
it much
next
of a roar.
What's
it's more
that?
Of a whine.
It's
more of a whine, right?
It's more of a...
Yeah.
And I pull up next to the guy, and he flips me and my kid off, like without any hesitation at
because
all.
Does he aware that you were following him? Is that why he does it? Or
I have no idea.
What
I don't.
Jerk.
I'm not in his head.
Yeah.
And then immediately... We are stopped in two lanes of traffic, and mm-hmm. my lane is next to his. Now, I got to make a right turn, but I'm in the left lane because I want to stay next to this guy. And I roll down my window, and the first thing I said to the guy was, do you live in that community? And I mentioned my community.
Sure.
Do you live in there? And he goes, F off. F you, you piece of S. F off. Like right into the F bomb.
Wow.
All the way. And Josh is shaking his head. Yes.
Well, I'm just wondering, maybe he's part of your HOA. Maybe you've done something else. Because this can't just come out of nowhere.
It did. Well, it came
it
out
can.
Of it. As soon as I mentioned it, I said,
right.
Because I was like, you can't drive like that. You can't drive. First of all, it's illegal. You got kids in that neighborhood. F off, F, piece of S, F. And then right after that, I think I may have said, well, why don't we get out and discuss it?
Oh, no.
Oh.
And that's, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. He lit my can without any, no, 10 seconds. This is how long it took. And then I pulled up in front. Somebody let me into the line, and I was off on my way, and I see he was pulling into the Walmart. And that was my little road rage. Huh?
So, was he handsome?
No, he's probably a guy in his 50s and a salt and pepper beard and a dick. There you go.
Did he pull into the Walmart parking lot to go to Walmart or to get out to fight you?
No, he pulled
and you
in.
Went away.
He pulled in. He knew where I was, so he pulled in. Right, he did not follow me. He was pulling in.
Maybe
after
he was.
I was in front of him. Josh is the answer to your question.
Okay,
maybe he was headed to Walmart all along. So what do you suppose
he
would
was.
Buy?
I assume he was, and that's what would he buy?
Yes.
Hopefully some arsenic to drink.
I think that would be great. Aisle 10.
Here's the thing. It's the one question I have from the road rage incident.
Yeah.
Because he didn't answer my question when I asked him if he lived in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
The fact that he didn't answer his questions, does that mean guilty or not guilty that he does live in the neighborhood?
He does not live in the neighborhood.
He does not live in the neighborhood.
I think he does live in the neighborhood.
Okay. All right.
Does
Why
he
do you
put
think
skeletons
he does?
In his yard every day?
Why do you think he lives in the neighborhood, Josh?
Because he would not tell you he lived in the neighborhood, so you would not then drive through and find the home that has his car out front.
Okay. All right. And, Rob, you don't think he lives in the neighborhood?
I guarantee you he doesn't, because he would respect it more if he did. Even a moron does that.
Okay.
Did you get a look at his car enough that you could just cruise the neighborhood and see if it's around anywhere?
I have no desire to do that, but I certainly would.
Give him a hot foot?
There you go. Timely is today's headlines, ladies and gentlemen. That's the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, I gave him a hot foot. And then Groucho Marx came out.
Hold on, Mike.
Oh, wait. Do we have one? Oh, Jim. Love you, Mike. God bless you, my friend. Sounds like you could use some good vibes. God bless you. Here's, okay, who am I going to do right now? I'm trying to think. Oh, okay. Batting at Fenway Park, Schirmfeller.
Okay.
No.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
No.
No. That's Schirmfeller.
Sorry. Hold on a second. I'll get the right one. All right. All right. I got it here.
Yeah.
Schirmfeller.
Now batting.
Now batting fifth, Jim Phillips. Number four, Jim Phillips. Thank you, Jim Phillips, for the super chat. And I'll do the real Schirmfeller.
Okay. The real Schirmfeller sounds. Now batting fourth, Jim Phillips. Oh, I'll do the guy from Yankee Stadium, too.
Oh, I like him, yeah.
Number eight, Jim Phillips, batting for your New York Yankees. There it is.
Doesn't the Yankees guy sometimes repeat the last name for no reason, like batting at Jim Phillips?
Not anymore, he doesn't.
Phillips.
He's dead.
Oh, well, that's sad, right?
No. Hey, monkey boy, get a pencil and write this down.
You're supposed to read that like Scott Shannon. I'm sorry I didn't direct you.
Hey, monkey boy, get a pencil and write this down. Naked Wines is the sponsor of today's show, Graham, and they're pouring out a deal you can't ignore. They connect you directly to the world's best independent winemakers, so you get world-class wine delivered right to your door for up to 60% off store prices. No middleman, no nonsense, just incredible wine. Use the code TMOS at nakedwines.com for $100 off your first order. That's six bottles for just $39.99. I drink it. I love it. Every bottle's better than the last. Naked Wines. Because life's too short for bad wine. I was really thinking after the Giants game, it's like after 7 o'clock at night, and I was thinking just to go out to the patio and pour me a big glass of Naked Wine. But I had a good deal of drinking over the weekend, and I didn't feel like it was appropriate. I had beers with the mates on the daytime, and I had margaritas with the mother-in-law on taco night at her house. And by the way, they were phenomenal tacos. Linda, the best. Every time we go to Linda and her beau's house, man, it is just a feast. Very good part of the weekend.
Have you ever seen that Hallmark movie, Margaritas with My Mother-in-Law?
No.
That's very sweet.
Fun.
Yeah, it's good.
Margaritas with Mom. Wasn't that what it was
that
called?
That was what it was called.
Naked Wines, because life's too short for bad wine. So let's all head to nakedwines.com/TMOS, click enter voucher, and put in TMOS for both the code and the password. That'll get you $100 off your first order. Six bottles for only $39.99, shipping included. $100 off your first six bottles at nakedwines.com/TMOS. We all need a good glass of wine.
Please,
now.
Bring
Use
it.
The code and the password TMOS. Six bottles of wine, $39.99. Take it away, Rob Spayler.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry.
Oh, Mike, it's Frank and Jack.
W-M-A-L-B-O. Hey, everybody.
Bone Fricket.
To the old lady.
Jackson Weaver.
Both dead.
Yeah, both dead. Don't forget, Mike, every day at 6:50, the morning hymn.
Yay. Bob Steele used to have the morning march.
Oh, yeah. Very good. I like the morning march.
And then our oldie. 5 minutes after the hour. All right, go ahead.
Do you love the instrument as I do, the pedal steel guitar?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
It sounds like nothing else. It really works on a lot of records. Mm-hmm. But there's a guy on the YouTube, and he takes records you already know, songs you're familiar with, and adds pedal steel, like a country guitar.
That can
and
work.
This was my favorite. This is him doing the Sultans of Swing.
Perfect for it.
Isn't it great?
Right. Always looks like a fun, cool instrument to play. Here's the part.
He's great.
That's fun. That's fun. I wanted to wait for
really
that part
like
of the
that.
Song.
Yeah,
that's
you
cool.
got to check it out.
Very, very cool.
Mike in Maine.
Yes.
Kenny Bunkport.
Ah, yes, Southern Maine.
Yes, I'm curious if you've been in Maine enough. Do they apply the losers, weepers, finders, keepers law in Maine?
I would
and
imagine
I said that
they
backward.
Do.
I'm sorry.
Finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's a big stink going on.
One
up
of those
there.
Stories that even for us in the newsroom is hard to believe.
Police in Kennebunk, Maine, say someone left $7,400 on the top of the roof of their car. And you can guess what happened next. The man drove off with the money on top. He had just sold a car in cash. That's why he had the money. Well, someone caught on camera was picking up the money in the roadway. There's the person walking back to their car. Tonight, police are considering the property to be stolen and would like to speak to those individuals.
I don't know.
No,
I think
that's not stolen.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, if you see money lying in the street or
you pick it up.
Now, listen, there's a big difference, though, and this is not legal. This is more moral.
Okay.
If you are in back of the car and you see it fall off the car, it's a different story.
That's true.
Because at that point, you can maybe grab it and try to catch up to the person. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But if there is money in the street and
pick
you
it
find it, pick it up. Come on now.
Since it's in Kennebunk, do you think there's any chance it was an ex-president that was picking up the money?
I saw the money there lying on the street. I was up going fishing, at the compound. And, fool me once, you never get, I won't get fooled again with my $7,400.
Are you going to use that $7,400 to buy painting supplies?
Painting supplies so I can make a nice landscape, sorry about that, a nice landscape, not scape.
We'll
what am
keep
I
you
talking
updated.
About?
Mike, as a man who is guilty of hoarding, although I am an organized hoarder,
mm-hmm.
I have fantasies like what happened to this lady.
Okay.
This is so cool to me, and I hope someday this will. It's sort of happened to me once before,
right.
But check out what happened.
Did I find what? The answer is yes, and this is how much it went for. I put it on an eBay.
Sorry, let me start from the beginning.
Did I find what? The answer is yes,
oh,
and this is
not.
How much it went for. I put it on an eBay auction starting at 99 cents because
I don't know why she started it there. What it is, it's an original mask from the movie Scream, you know, the long face.
I see it over her right shoulder.
Yeah.
Right.
Apparently, those masks were around before the movie Scream, and she found at Goodwill a first edition, like before the movie happened.
Isn't that, is that mask based on the painting, the Scream?
The Scream by Edward Munch? I think it mm-hmm. is. But anyway, she had a bit of good luck
That's
with
not
it.
A mask, though. That last shot is an Ildo day.
Stop it.
Okay, the answer is yes, and this is how much it went for. I put it on an eBay auction starting at 99 cents because A, I don't know about these things, and B, I'm not here to price gouge. And within 30 minutes, it went from 99 cents to $405.
Yay!
And then overnight, it went to $510. And then the day after that, $540. And a few days after that, $560. And then with an hour left of auction, it jumped to $700.
Wow.
And the winning bid was $780. In total, the buyer paid $856, and I got $672, which is incredible considering I bought the mask at the Goodwill when the Halloween section opened for $5.
Hey, Josh, what service has taken that big a
That's
bite out
thinking.
Of her nut?
eBay.
My God.
eBay is
eBay's the winner there.
Yeah.
eBay did nothing and got $120.
But how great is that when you find something that, you know, you pay $5 for? Although
how
I will say
know?
This. You don't,
How do you know it's the first gen?
You have to know. There is a copyright in the rubber. I actually looked into it a little bit. I think it was dated 91.
I used to say that constantly at American University.
Let us close with this. Mike.
That's good. I like it when you do that. That's
we have funny. To be careful at all times not to get germs. I know, like, if you use a public restroom, absolutely wash your hands.
Sure.
But what about self-serve at the gas station?
Who needs to hear this, but please start carrying gloves when you are going to the gas station. I was at a gas station not long ago, and I witnessed with my own two eyes a man at the pump in front of me reaching into his pants and aggressively scratching his ass and using that same hand to grab the pump to put it back. Ever since I saw that, I've never been the same.
Yeah, and her nostrils froze into the same Fuck.
Be kind.
I'm sorry. That's it. Man, those are some nostrils right there. Hey, there everybody. Were.
You can put a fist in those.
Hope you had a good day. Hey, Big Blue. Do something. Anyway, that's my last message. Yes, it's still top of mind. I'm trying to pretend it doesn't really bother me, but yet I woke up thinking about it. That's wrong.
That is
okay,
wrong.
Sports fans. Josh, you've experienced it. You know what? We got to get it out of our heads. We really do. We really have to get it. Yeah, but you can't. If you're a sports fan, you're a sports fan. That's the way it works, you know? Sucks. That's it. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode, everybody. Thank you, Jim Phillips.
Yes.
Thank you, Reese Moffitt. Thank you, Rick Schofield, for the super chats today. Every little bit helps, folks. If you can tell your friends to join us on YouTube and give us some super chats, we would really appreciate that. We're trying to build that audience, okay?
Yeah,
we know what our
reason.
Audience is with the people that consume it a certain way, but we're really, really trying to goose up our YouTube following. So please help us out with that. Spread the word, share videos. Anything you can do to help us would be appreciated. For Josh Ciarocca and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
It also messes with my short-term memory.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You know, when my inner decorator kicks in, I can't be stopped. Everything is daffodils and duck stencils, you know what I'm saying?
Colds, flu, strips, even cobras. Every disease cured with ease by this blessed formula based on ancient scripture.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ever wondered if that UFO sighting was a secret government project?
Not because they didn't go to the moon, but because they seen something on the moon they weren't supposed to.
Or if ancient civilizations really had alien architects.
Like, so Roswell, obviously they think they recovered crafts and beings.
On Theorist Theorizing, wild speculation meets seasoned storytelling.
How they dug 2 kilometers below these pyramids and created all the structures that we're now finding.
Join the theorists as they dive into UFOs, cryptids, government cover-ups, true crime, and the weirdest theories the internet and humanity has to offer.
Giza and the pyramids itself being an energy source, you know?
It's not a lecture. It's a round table of curiosity, comedy, and what if.
Maybe they got tipped off by these U-boats that fled to Argentina, that there was something there.
Theorist Theorizing. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.